Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's May 6th, 2010. The recent economic downturn has put significant pressure on state unemployment insurance trust funds, many of which were already struggling to remain solvent. A group led by Andrew Sherrill, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently examined state financing policies for these trust funds. GAO analyst Jeremy Clucci sat down with Andrew to learn more.
How do state unemployment insurance trust funds work?
The unemployment insurance program has two main objectives. First, to provide temporary partial compensation for the lost earnings of people who become unemployed through no fault of their own. And second, to help stabilize the economy during economic downturns. The program is a federal-state partnership. The federal government sets a broad framework, but each of the states manages its own program and makes decisions about what level of benefits to pay, how much taxes that employers will pay, things like that. Most states pay regular unemployment insurance benefits for up to 26 weeks, about half a year, and they're based on the amount of the wages that the worker was receiving prior to being unemployed. And there are also provisions for extending benefits when that period ends.
What's the current status of state unemployment insurance trust funds?
Currently, the state unemployment trust funds are in historically poor condition. As of April 1st, 34 of the states had outstanding loans from the federal government. They didn't have enough with their own trust funds to pay benefits, so they had to obtain loans from the federal government. And those outstanding loans totaled about $39 billion. And that balance increased 50% in just the first 3 months of 2010. So there's really a rising problem here.
Given this current status, it seems the UI trust funds may not have been as well prepared for the current economic downturn as they could have been. What contributed to this?
That's exactly right. There's been a long-term financial decline, largely due to states' financing policies for these unemployment insurance trust funds over the last three decades that have left states in a weak financial position even prior to the current recession. The root causes is that the taxation levels they collect taxes from employers have declined since the 1970s. And most states don't index their taxable wage base to increases in workers' earnings over time. So that's a big part of the problem, because the states that do index the taxable wage base, how much they collect from employers in these taxes, are in better financial condition, relatively speaking. Last year, the Department of Labor issued a report saying that all but six of the states had average tax rates below the level that would be adequate to cover benefits and maintain solvency. So it's a long-standing problem of not having enough money coming into the fund to really weather a strong recession like the current one.
What is GAO recommending to improve the financial condition of state UI trust funds moving forward?
GAO has identified several options that Congress might consider to help improve the long-term solvency and forward funding of state UI trust funds. One of the options that we highlight as especially potentially promising has to do with raising the federal taxable wage base and indexing that. The problem is that the federal tax has remained the same since 1983, and part of the problem is that states have to at least set their own state tax wage base at the same or higher level than the federal level. And many states have kept their own state tax wage bases relatively low as well. So we think this option has promise, because if the federal government were to increase the federal taxable wage base, that would provide an incentive to states to increase their own taxable wage bases and also perhaps to index it to inflation in workers' wages over time. So we think that's one of the most promising strategies that for the long term could really make a substantial difference in this area.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.